Okay, there's some more grass over here. Ooh, there's an item, but there's a fisherman man here. You spoke to me, so you want to challenge me? Sure, I'll try the Pokemon I caught while surfing. There's also some more tall grass back here. But first, let's kill the shit out of this guy. Fisherman Chris would like to battle. It's Chris! From First Encounter, he has a Magikarp. Ooh. I think it will lose to my Daniel K. the Golbat. It used Splash. Chris, you're not very good at Pokemon. Yep, Magikarp fucking dead. But use Tentacool, real Pokemon. It's level 20. Why is it level 20? Daniel, use Wing Attack. It's fucking dead. Daniel leveled up. Level 34. Fisherman Chris about to use Feebas. What the fuck is a Feebas? Yeah, Daniel, stay out there. Feebas. Oh my god, this guy is ugly as fuck. He looks so sad. He's like a brown guy with a big, sad, pouty face. He... Tackle. His tackle did 2 damage. Okay. And... Meow. Dead in one hit. Goodbye, Feebas. About to use Carvana. This guy's only level 23. Okay, good job, Daniel. You killed everything. I don't have a clue about what it takes to win. Yeah, it's kind of obvious. Go for a surf on my Pokemon and then fish off its back. It's an indescribably luxuriant moment. Okay, Jubba Gobble, you get front slot. You're only level 33. We're going to go run across this grass, catch this item. And by catch, I mean pick up with our hands. We found a Zinc. And then we found a fucking Zigzagoon. Okay, our edit noise this week is Locathor of Locathor's audio-only Let's Plays reading drill tweets. Originally, this was for Bill, our friend Bill. But I literally just took the file and I'm using it. Okay, back on the main path here by the Weird Wingle Lady house. Can your Pokemon use its secret power on a big pile of grass and make a secret base? I don't know. Jubba Gobble no longer knows that move. Oh, look at you! For someone on an adventure, you're traveling awfully late. We're on like a mountainy, terrainy part now. It's still raining though. Pokemon Ranger Catherine would like to battle. This is a new sprite. She looks like a park ranger or something. She sent out a Gloom. Unfortunate, because we sent out a Jubba Gobble. We could overheat, but we only have 5 of those. I think an Ember might just kill this Gloom. Although it is raining, I think rain weakens fire moves. We'll see. We'll use Ember. Okay, it died. We got a crit. That'll do it. Pokemon Ranger is about to use Roselia. Nah, Jubba Gobble should be good.
Hi, Bill. You asked for some skipping noises. Let's see. I'm just gonna read a drill tweet. Here we go.
It's only half dead. Oh, fuck. Magical Leaf. What the fuck is Magical Leaf? It threw a bunch of, like, rainbow leaves at us. That did 20 damage. That was pretty good. Okay, fight has concluded. Pokemon Ranger Catherine defeated. Accidents happen when you're not prepared. Do you have a Pokénav? It's a must-have tool for any trainer. Oh, you do have one. Let's register each other then. Okay. You're traveling late, but you have everything you need. You're on top of things mentally and physically too. Yeah, I got all these fucking berries. I will not starve. Oh, more grass. There's like a puddle here. Another dude. Hey, what's up, boss? Who has the knowledge and the techniques for survival? Pokemon Rangers, that's who. Pokemon Ranger Jackson would like to battle. He sent out a Breloom. Breloom is evolved Shroomish, I think. Instead of being... I don't know how to describe this guy. He's like a bipedal guy with a mushroom hat and a long tail. He looks kind of scary. You know what? We'll overheat this guy. He's level 27. We're going to pop some potions on Dwibblegobble too. He is like 40 HP down. Actually, no, we won't, because he'll level up after this, and then we'll just have him in the pocket. What the fuck? Effects were poisoned Dwibblegobble? What an asshole. Level 34. Okay, we'll heal the poison at least. I didn't have enough Pokemon know-how. You didn't have enough Pokemon in general. You had a single dude. I hope you'll give me a rematch without mocking my lack of knowledge. We registered this nerd in the PokéNav. To break away from civilization and awaken the wild spirit within. That's our vision. Okie dokie. Where's my antidotes? There they are. There you go, bud. Everyone's 30. You know what? Fuck it. Andrew 2, you'll take first slot because you're the most annoying to level up. Wherever and whenever I may be, I always have my parasol in hand. Parasol Lady Rachel would like to battle. She sent out a Goldeen! Goldeen? Go, Andrew 2, and then come back. After it rains for a sec. Ryan, I guess? Yeah, Ryan, I guess. You use a water sport, the animation literally just looks like it's pissing. Fire's power was weakened, not a problem. Okay, Goldeen down. Meet Merp. Player defeated Parasol Lady Rachel. Oh, but that's not fair. You're asking if my parasol is heavy? Your bag is filled with more junk than I ever carry around. Yeah, the dude was just saying how I was good at carrying stuff. Here's a guy. I'll show you the true potential of me and my bird Pokemon. Birdkeeper Phil would like to battle. He sent out a Swellow. Andrew 2, come back again. It is raining. Okay, just chill in the rain for a sec. Okay, now come back. Ryan also is good against this type of Pokemon, so we will send out Ryan again.
Welcome to the Citadel of Eternal Wisdom. Behold, this crystal contains the sum of all human knowledge, except Rappin Country.
Yep, any birds and fish, just fucking lose. Player defeated Birdkeeper Phil. We lacked potential. Ever since I was a little kid, I always admired bird Pokemon. Item. We found a Hyper Potion. And we would have to travel through all this grass. Wait, is this a secret item? Nope. Is this a secret item? Nope. But fortunately, we have the Mach Bike, so we can just go up this fucking cliff. And fight another bird guy? What's up, bird guy? The vast sky holds untold promise. Nothing can compare to the sheer exhilaration of flight. Birdkeeper, he would like to battle, sent out a Wingull. Go, Andrew, and then come back again after it rains. Man, these fights take a while. We'll just start skipping them.
Is Wario a libertarian? The greatest thread in the history of forms, locked by a moderator after 12,239 pages of heated debate.
Birdkeeper, thing his buddy is Tropius. What the fuck is Tropius? Well, no, we'll keep Ryan out there, I guess. What the fuck is this? He's a big banana tree guy. He has bananas growing from his chins and like big palm leaves on his back. He looks like a fucking one of them big long neck dinosaurs. Thunderbolt? This dude is huge. He didn't die in one hit. He used Razor Leaf. Okay, that didn't do that much damage. Okay, banana boy, get fucked. Quick attack. Man, that guy was scary. Holy shit. Birdkeeper, Hugh defeated. Down and out. Was that a bird? Was that like flying grass? Because it wasn't. My electric wasn't super effective. My bird Pokemon made my dreams of flying come true. There's a man in a badly textured disguise to look like the dirt. If you're not on your guard, you're in for some pain. Ninja Boy Takashi would like to battle. He sent out a Ninjask. It's still raining here. It is still raining here. Man, I don't like this weather mechanic very much. Bug, who good against Bug? Dribblegobble good against Bug.
I'm not owned. I'm not owned. I continue to insist as I slowly shrink and transform into a corn cob.
You're surprisingly good. Sorry, I beat him. My surprise attack ended in failure. Ho ho ho, I like kid trainers. Let's have a good one. Fire guy, Kindler Dayton would like to battle. Send out a Slugma. Slugma dick.
If the zoo bans me for hollering at the animals, I will face God and walk backwards into hell.
Player defeated Kindler Dayton. You're pretty amazing, ho ho ho. Ho ho ho, I'll try emulating the pep of kid trainers like you. Another item here? Fucking patch of grass. Fucking Lanoon. Man, this section also not the most exciting. It's kind of just like slapping the shit out of all these trainers. That's okay.
Food, $200. Data, $150. Rent, $800. Candles, $3,600. Utility, $150. Someone who is good at the economy, please help me budget this. My family is dying.
We found an elixir. Hooray. God damn it.
If your grave doesn't say rest in peace on it, you are automatically drafted into the skeleton war.
Oh, no, things are happening. There's two Team Aqua guys here. We're outside of the Weather Institute, which is like a big office. Not even office building looking thing. It looks like a futuristic office building. There's like domes on the ceiling. Look at duty is surprisingly boring. Hey, you, please don't go near the Weather Institute. We're standing lookout here. Hey, you, stay away from the Weather Institute. It's not safe. Oh, no. There's something happening inside the... Oh, wait, hold on. Jewel Gobble, maybe we will heal you up a little bit after all. Just drink this. And then drink this. And then Ryan, drink this. There we go. We're inside of a building now. Oh, we can't run. That sucks. There's tile floors. It looks nice and clean. Oh, there's a little kid here. Little kid, what's up? While I was sleeping, everyone went upstairs. There's a computer here? Cool. Wait, is there... There's a bed. Let's take a rest. Ah, son of a bitch. My $600 with the potions. Fuck. There's a Team Aqua member. Huh? What's a kid doing here? Oh shit, we're doing a thing. I'm excited again. Team Aqua Grunt would like to battle. They send out a Carvana. Go Andrew 2. Man, I hope Andrew 2 better get like fucking amazing. Cause right now he's not very good. Go Ryan, kill this fucking thing. You know, with that bed there, we can just, like, go all out. Use, like, super moves. Go Thunderbolt. I don't care. He only has 15 PP. Let's go take a fucking nap. A zap. Carvana dead. Ryan almost level 37. Team Walker and huh, I lost? Oh, no. I'll catch an earful for losing to a kid. I should just take a nap in the bed. That's a great idea. But me first. Unless you want to, you know, come... snuggle up beside me or something. It's up to you. Kid, get out of the room, though. Or else that's really weird. Alright, Team Aqua member, what do you have to say for yourself? The boss got interested in the research they have going on here, so he sent us out. You quit meddling. Team Aqua Grunt would like to battle. He sent out a Zubat. I don't know. I could probably kill it with Andrew too, but it would take forever, so I'm just gonna send out Ryan. Confuse Ray. Fuck, I was really hoping he wouldn't do that. Okay, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna pull out our fucking flute. Bag. All the way at the bottom. Attack, attack, attack. A yellow flute snaps the Pokemon out of his confusion. Alright, now you get thunderbolted. No. It's back. The baseline is back. Right, level 37. About to use Pushaina. We don't really have anything against Dark type. I don't even know what the fuck is good against Dark type. I don't know. Go Dribbigal. Just overheat, I guess. That'll probably kill it. Me. Eat this, nerd. Yep, fucking dead. Got a crit even. A Zubat and a Poochyena. What a fucking squad. Team Ocarunt blasted. Defeated by a kid or something. I kind of skipped past it. Our boss knows everything, but I'm just a grunt. What would I know about what he's thinking? Up to the second floor now. Double battle? Who's in the second slot? Omega weapon? Yeah, that sounds good. The Institute created a type of Pokemon that has something to do with the weather. We're here to take them. Don't tell me you're looking for that weather Pokemon too. That's a no-no. We were here to get it first. A weather Pokemon? Is it like a sentient thunderstorm or something? Like a fucking tsunami? A tornado? Poochyena and Zubat. Oh man, what a squad. Andrew 2 and Omega Weapon. Alright, crunch the Zubat and then surf the both of them. Okay, dead. And almost dead. Next up is a Carvana. No, my surf won't do good against that. But my acid? I have acid still. Alright, Zubat also dead. And then a Poochyena. You know, we'll surf one more time. And then we'll sand tomb the fishy. Because he is dark type? Was he dark type? We learned that, right? Oh, surf almost killed him, actually. It didn't kill the Poochyena. It used scary face, but Omega weapon's clear body prevented stat loss, so that must reduce speed? Sand tomb missed. Okay, that's fine. Surf should just kill both of them. Yep, sure done did. Hey, Andrew, level 35. Hell yeah. Team Aqua Grunt and Team Aqua Grunt were defeated. Our plan's being spoiled by a kid? Oh, well, look at my Pokemon. Oh, yes! Andrew 2 is evolving, finally! Fuck. I forget what he turns into. I don't recognize this silhouette at all. Oh, it's a little, like, bug guy. Congratulations, your Andrew 2 evolved into Vibrava. He looks like a dragonfly, kind of? But he has, like diamond-shaped, emerald-colored wings. Trying to learn Dragon Breath? What the fuck is a dragon-type move? Strikes the foe with an incredible blast of breath to 60 power. What the fuck? Yeah, get out of here. Sand attack, I guess? Andrew 2 is good now. Like, literally, suddenly. Andrew 2 learned Dragon Breath. I don't know what dragon is good against at all. So what? What we really want is to hear. If the Pokemon they made here can control the weather freely, then we have Team Aqua definitely need it. Yeah, shut up. I want to check my stats. A ground dragon type ability levitate, not hit by ground attacks. Holy cannoli, dude. His stats are still kind of very bad. Kind of not good at all. But he has a move with same type attack bonus. Do you think dragon's special attack or attack? It doesn't matter. It's 49 and 50 for this guy. Alright. Alright, new Vibrava, get into the back. We're going to send Danil out. Because Danil's a lower level. And we're going to fight this fucking grunt. We're Team Aqua. We appear wherever anything rare is found. So you're in the bedroom of all the not corrupt politicians, am I right? Because that's rare, because all them suckers down in Congress, you know what I'm saying? You send out a Poochyena and we killed it. But he's a Zubat. We're about to kill a Zubat. I like Daniel because his animation is very fast for his move, and he always goes first because he's fast. But he's Carvana. Mimi. I think Dragon is good against Dragon, which is weird. And I don't know. I have no idea. Whatever. Team Aquagrind, get fucked. You got me. You don't have any idea. We have Team Aqua are working towards. You stay out of our way. Oh, this is the last person. There's a bunch of nerds behind here. Ah, you're going to meddle in Team Aqua's affairs? You're either absolutely fearless, simply ignorant, or both. You're so cute. You're disgusting. I'll put you down, kitty. Aqua admin Shelly would like to battle. She has like a bunch of red hair under her bandana. She's in a pose where she's like, I'm about to fucking beat the shit out of you. Little does she know, we're about to beat the shit out of her. Another Carvana get wing attacked. Daniel has no fear. Yep, get crit. Rough skin did a little bit of damage. Daniel doesn't care. Daniel's just going to soak up some XP. About to use Mighty Aina? No, Daniel can stay out there. Oh, Walton. Intimidate, cut Daniel's attack. That kind of sucks. Wing attack. Still faster. Still get crit and then one hit. Daniel, you're so fucking good. And you're also level 35. And you're also trying to learn Air Cutter. Air Cutter. 55 power, 95 accuracy, hacks with razor-like wind, high critical hit ratio. Wing attack is 60 power, 100 accuracy. Because we use Confuse Ray, we use Steel Wing, we don't really use Bite. We don't really use Bite. You know what? Bite, get out of here. 1-2, end. Poof, Daniel forgot Bite, and Daniel learned Air Cutter. Aqua admin Shelly defeated. Ah, you're disgustingly strong. Why does people keep on telling it to me? It's bad enough to have Team Magwin blunder about, but now there's you. What makes you want to sniff around in our business anyway? Oh, Team Aqua Grunt shoves past us. We have a situation here. A Team Magma mob just passed the Weather Institute. They appear to be headed for Mount Pyre. What? We can't waste any more time here. We have to hurry to Mount Pyre too. Team Magma, just you wait. And they all disappear, and we talk to the scientist man. Thanks to you, we're safe. It might be an odd way of thanking you, but take this Pokemon. We received Cast Form. Do you want to give a nickname to Cast Form? Yes. Cast Form. Your nickname will be Goodbye. Because it's what we're going to say to you in 10 seconds when we put you in the computer and throw you into the wild. Castform is transferred to the Linux PC. Place in box 1. The Pokemon changes shape according to the weather conditions. There are plenty of them in the Institute. Go ahead and take it. Oh, Castform, he's like a gray blob. That's about it. I've been researching rain for many years, but it's ridiculous to think that humans can freely change the weather. I want to talk to these guys behind you. Ah, whatever. It's blocking the fucking path. Alright, Weather Institute completed. All, like, 6 Pokemon battles. We're going to go take a nap in the bed. How's our Pokemon? Do we have a switch yet? Jwibbogobble, welcome back to slot 1. Dunk, 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 dunk. I don't think I've ever used the dragon Pokemon before. That's pretty sweet. Hey, the kid's back. What's up, boss? Wow, you're really strong. I wish I could be a Pokemon trainer like you. Here, take this cast form. Oh yeah, that reminds me. Go back to the PC that's here. We'll go to Lynette's PC. Move Pokemon. Goodbye, cast form. He has a Mystic Water. Hold on. Just come here. Come here for a sec, bud. Ooh. Oh, fuck. Our Lanuni. He picks up items. Alright. Alright, goodbye. Item take. Receive the Mystic Water. What the fuck is Mystic Water? A hold item that raises the power of water type moves. Give to Omega Weapon. Alrighty, sick. Lynette's PC. Move Pokemon. Lanuni, get back here. Goodbye, go back in the box. And then goodbye, release. Yeah, he's a gray guy. He looks like he has, like, white, like, goggle marks, like a raccoon around his eyes. He has, like, a little wisp of hair, maybe, on his head. And then under, like, his orb-shaped body, it looks like, it kind of looks like a cloud but the cloud is two boobs. So release, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, Riz, released. Bye-bye, goodbye. All right. We already caught a Pokemon on Route 119. We can't get that shit. And the Aqua members blocking this path have now dispersed. And there's an item in here. We found an elixir. We have a surf here, too. I wonder if there's... Ah! It's me! Oh, fuck! Brett, where were you? I was looking for you. How much stronger have you gotten? Let me check for you. Ready with your Pokemon? Of course you are. Go! Oh, shit! Okay. No, this is fine. This is fine. Pokemon trainer may want to battle. She sent out Slugma. Goju Wibblegobble. Okay, good matchup. We have Magnitude. Only level 29. May, you've been slacking a bit. Magnitude. Magnitude 9! Alright, goodbye, Slugma. It's super effective. About to use Lombre. Yeah, we'll switch to... Danil. Alright, level 29 Lombre. It's raining. Rain continues to fall. We'll try Air Cutter, our new move. He used Fake Out. Did 8 damage. Inner Focus prevents flinching. Get fucked, idiot. Get Air Cuttered. It's super effective. Didn't even crit. About to use Grovyle. Will we switch Pokemon? No, Danil can stay out, actually. Grovyle's that grass weirdo. Yeah. I remember you. Level 31. That's pretty high. All right, Air Cutter again. Danil, you fast motherfucker. Dead in one hit. Remember when Mei caused our heart to start beating faster than 60 beats per minute? I was worried that you might be struggling with your training. But I had absolutely nothing to worry about. Keep it up. And here, I have a present for you. HM2. O2, even. Use Fly and your Pokemon will instantly carry to any town you've already visited. But to use Fly, you have to get the gym badge from Four Tree City. That's important, so don't forget. You should fly home and visit Little Root for a change. I bet your mom's worried about you, Brett. Well, let's meet again somewhere. She bikes away. Goodbye, Mei. Thank you for the gift. It's this weirdo, Scott. Ah, way to go, Brett. I just passed by a trainer riding a bike. You just beat that trainer, didn't you? It's pretty obvious that you did. The kid looked real upset with a face all red from anger. Did she? That doesn't seem like Mei. I sure seem to run into you often. Are you off to Four Tree Gym next? I expect that you'll do well at the gym. Well, I'll be seeing you. Man, that guy's weird as fuck. HMO2, you say? Fly, you say? It's like Dig, but in the air instead of the ground. 70 power, 95 accuracy. That's not that great, actually. Andrew, too, can learn it. We'll hold for a moment. We'll go in the water. Surely there's some secrets or something we can get. But in that case, Wibblegobble, yeah, I guess I'll Mega Weapon will be able to stay, but I don't know. It's not great. There's a waterfall here, but we cannot go up it. And then if we go south... There's obviously a secret item in here. After this fucking Zigzagoon? Oddish.
It's the weekday, baby. You know what that means. It's time to drink precisely one beer and call 911.
We found an Ultra Ball in the secret spot. Is this another secret spot? Maybe there's two here. Ah, son of a bitch. Zigzagoon.
Awfully bold of you to fly the Goodyear blimp on a year that has been extremely bad thus far.
Nope, no secret item. Back in the water. But another secret item. Maybe. Nope. But enough. No, son of a fuck. Okay, thank you again, Locathor. I still have a few more I gotta do, though. Asking the armed forces recruiter at the mall if he ever cut a man in half. Okay, no items here either. We will carry on down this river. Oh, there we go. Finally, just a free item. A leaf stone! Oh, leaf stone. Oh, Weed Lord. Nope. Nobody can use the Leaf Stone. Oh, we should take that potion off of the Nini. Item, take. Hooray. Alright, well, let's swim back up this river, I guess. When you reply to a woman's selfie with a picture of Invader Zim saying, "Epic need, it never fails. I have cheated on my wife over 400 times. Oh, I'm back in the Weather Institute to heal. Now these guys are down here. The professor loves rain, that's a fact. But if it keeps raining, people will be in trouble, and that's another fact. And thus, the professor is studying if the rain can be put to good use. Hello, we've been saved by your actions. What I don't understand is what on earth the Aquas were up to. They were trying to steal your fucking dude. They literally, like, told me, dumbass. Jesus. If the mask from the mask was real, it would be on the news. Four Tree City to the east. After we're gonna have to fight some battles. This might be a double battle? Hit me with the power cord. Victory is mine. It's our time to shine. Whoa, yeah. This guy was hidden behind a picture of a tree. To lurk in shadows and live in darkness. That is my destiny. I emerge to challenge you. I should mention all these ninja boys. They're like 10 years old, maybe. Guitarist Fabian and ninja boy Yasu want to battle. Manectric and Ninjask. Okay, Omega Weapon, you gotta get the fuck out of there. Wait, hold on. Oh, I have an idea. Omega Weapon, Andrew 2, switch. And then Dwibbagobble, use Magnitude. Because Andrew 2 has Levitate, so he won't get hit. It doesn't affect Andrew 2, his spark. Magnitude 6. Okay, well, that's... Andrew 2 makes ground moves miss with Levitate. Manectric dead? Oh, it doesn't affect Phone Ninjask. I guess he's flying type. Well, it was still kind of cool. Rain continues to fall. Ninjask's speed boost raised its speed. Let's try Dragon Breath. And Ember, I guess. Ninjask used double team. Come on, let my thing hit. I want to see the animation. Andrew 2 used Dragon Breath and it missed. Fuck. And the Dwibbagobble also missed. We still have a chance. Rain continues to fall. He's getting faster. Okay, he double teamed again. Oh shit, this fight's gonna fucking suck. I just want to see my cool move. Nope, never mind. It missed. Ember hit. Well, you know, got a crit. He's dead one way or another. Meh. Fabian and Yasu defeated. You show me who's the boss, we'll have to take this loss. Oh no. I admit defeat. Those defeated in battle withdraw quietly back into the shadows. That too is destiny. Hit me with another power cord. Leave me alone. You're winning, you have to atone. Oh, there's a sign here, but we got the battle by another ninja boy. To hide a tree, use the forest. He was hidden in behind another tree scroll. Ninja Boy Hideo would like to battle. Sent out a coughing. Hold on, there's a Hideo Kojima joke in here somewhere. We used Surf. We will be ashamed of our words and deeds. I don't know. Level 35 Omega Weapon. About to use coughing. Yeah, you can stay out there. Wait, is he trying to self-destruct on my ass? It's like Ground Zeroes in Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes when it explodes. It's just like that. Yeah. Player defeated Ninja Boy Hideo. I bow to your superiority. To hide a tree, use a forest. To hide a Pokemon, use a Pokemon. There is no deep hidden meaning to that. It is just like a Kojima game. Trainer tips, up to 16 decorations and furniture items can be placed in a secret base. Pick your favorite item and create your very own secret base exactly the way you want. Yeah, whatever. Hey, look, here's some berries. 2 Pomeg berries. Alright. It always takes a while to pick these, so, I see an item over there, actually. How do I get that? I'm gonna have to use some brain powers. To our west, but there's a bunch of fucking trees in the way. Oh, there's a little rail line, so we'll have to use, like, there's a point where we would have to use an acrobike. I don't know how to get there, though, so I'm not going to worry about it. Whoa, Forestry City. We made it to a new city. There's, like, trees everywhere. There's, like, big trees, little trees, regular trees. There's, we can climb up this ladder into, like, this, like, tree house with a bunch of leaves on top of it. The city consists of homes built on trees. Perhaps because of that lifestyle, everyone is healthy and lively. Why, even myself, I feel as if I've grown 30 years younger. Listen, kid, are you working on a Pokedex? Go to the Safari Zone. That's my suggestion. Have you done anything at the Record Corner? It's pretty neat. It mixes and matches the records of trainers. I don't know how it works, but it's cool. It's even exciting. Oh, wow, you have a Pokenav, and it's just like mine. Do you know about Pokenav's match call system? Access it, and you can chat with registered trainers anytime. It also shows you what trainers want to have a rematch with you. I heard my door open. It's really nifty. Those Devon guys sure know what they're doing. Okay, we're going to heal up. I think my neighbor might be a gamer. He's always yelling shit like, oh, of course he fucking shot me. Of course I just get instantly fucked. And go to the Pokemart. Oh, hey, what's up, dude? There are Pokemon that evolve when you trade them. That's what I heard. A rare candy makes a Pokemon grow immediately by one level. I always stock up on more items than I'm sure I'll need. You never know what might happen. Better be safe than sorry. Super Repel lasts a long time and gets the job done. It's much better than ordinary Repel. Welcome. What do you got? Ultra Balls! Great Balls get fucked. 5 Ultra Balls, please. Hyper Potions. Super Potions get fucked. These are expensive. You know what? You gotta spend money to make money. 17 of them. We'll have 20 total. They heal 200 points. Yeah, everything else, whatever. Alright, goodbye, boss. Well, let's start exploring the north part of this town. Kind of this house. Roar, I need it. I have to get me a Volbeat. I'll do anything for it. Did you hear that? My shout from the bottom of my heart. Having heard that, will you trade your Volbeat for my Plusle? Absolutely not, dude. No, you won't trade me, even after I bared my heart to you. Even if I had a Volbeat, I would not trade it for a Plusle. Trading Pokemon with others, it's as if you're trading your own memories with other people. That's us walking across. There's, like, rope bridges. Ah, that's cool. People, Pokemon, their hidden powers are aroused by living in natural environments. Let this old woman see if your hidden power is awoken. I hold a coin in my hand. Now tell me, have I palmed it in the right hand or the left? It's obviously in the right. Oh, yes, correct. We shall try again. It's in the right again. Oh, yes, correct. We shall try again. Now you're trying to trick me, so it'll be the left. Oh, splendid. Your hidden power is awoken. Here, take this and awaken the hidden power of your Pokemon. Obtain TM10. Hidden power is a move that changes with the Pokemon. I don't know if I just happen to get that all right on the first try, or if it's something that you just can't lose. Hidden power. The attack power varies among different Pokemon. Alright. I don't feel like using that. Humph, my wife relies on hidden power to stay awake. She should just take a nap like I do and sleep talk. I can hit your Pokemon on sleep talk instead. Interested? Probably not. This move can be learned only once. Let's... an appreciative child. Which Pokemon should I teach? Okay, everyone can learn it. I don't want to know it, though. Oh, fine, fine. You want to stay awake with hidden power, too. What a weird couple. What's that thing you have there? Oh, it's called a Pokedex? It's really awesome. While speaking about Pokedexes, I remembered something. I met this trainer, Steven, when I was searching for rare stones. Hoo boy, he had some amazing Pokemon with him. They weren't just rare, they were trained to terrifying extremes. He might even be stronger than the gym leader in this town. Steven, you say? No one believes me, but I saw this gigantic Pokemon in the sky. It seemed to squirm as it flew towards Route 131. By the way, you smell sinus. Were you at a volcano or something? I was. I haven't showered in weeks. There, go, bird Pokemon. A Wingull flies out the door. I asked my Wingull to run an errand for me. By being together with Pokemon, people make more and more friends, and that brings the world closer together. I think it's wonderful. I want to go to the Pokemon gym, but something's blocking the way. After all the bother, I went through training on Route 120. The ground absorbs rainwater, and trees grow by drinking that water. Our Forestry City exists because there's both water and soil. Oh my god, there's so many people. I'm buying a pretty desk, so I'm putting my cute dolls on it. If I don't, when I decorate my secret base, my dolls get dirty or poke with splinters. Welcome, how may I serve you? I've got a bunch of desks. Hard desk, camp desk, brick desk, comfort desk. We sold our... we got rid of our secret power thing, so... Merchandise you buy here is sent to your own PC. That's fantastic. I wish they could also deliver me home like that. Welcome. How may I serve you? Small chair, Pokemon chair, heavy chair, brick chair, camp chair, hard chair. If I had a base, I could decorate it. Alas. I can't run across this. Oh, there's the gym there. This is a really long rope bridge. Pokemon and people have adapted to nature for survival. There's no need to make nature conform to the way we want to live. The treehouses of Fortree are great. I think it's the number one town for living together with Pokemon. Alright, this lady was talking about how the gym was blocked off, but she must be crazy. I saw that they looked open. What the fuck? Something unseeable is in the way. It's just an invisible wall. It's like I'm playing a PS2 game. Alright, well, onwards. Goodbye, Fortree City. I never wanted to do you anyway. Route 120. You know what? I'm about Pokemon out. Well, there's a trainer here, though. Maybe we'll just fight this trainer and then catch a fucking Pokemon. Or maybe we'll catch a Pokemon first. Okay, Route 120. Oh, she saw me. Why am I carrying this parasol? I'll tell you if you can win against me. I don't know why she sounded so scary. Parasol Lady, Clarissa would like to battle. She sent out Roselia. Man, Clarissa's weird. Go, Jwibbagobble. Ember, I guess. Yep. Boop. And then a Whalmer. That's a Ryan job if I've ever seen one. Man, Whalmer looks so fucking dumb. I love this guy. Get Thunderbolted, dumbass. And get crit. Dude, we've been getting so many crits lately. Holy shit. Player defeated Parasol Lady Clarissa. A parasol can't ward off Pokemon attacks. I don't think strong sunlight is good for my Pokemon, so I shield them with my parasol. You have a Roselia, you dumbass. Jeez. Alright. We got tall grass here. Route 120, Fortress to the left. Oh, it's the interviewers again. We'll worry about that in a sec. Hold on, there's some trees we can cut up here. Let's do that first. Thank you, Linuni. Cut. Alright, and at the end of this path is a hidden rare candy. Okay, but enough dawdling. Into the grass we go. Is there a secret item here? Nope. Ooh, there's a secret revive here. There we go. Okay, 120. Route 120. Something good? Mighty Hyena. Okay, well. Intimidate cut Jwibbagobble's attack. I don't really want to raise a Mighty Hyena up 10 levels to be even with everyone else. We'll try and catch him at least, just in case. But I don't think Mighty Hyena is very strong. It used Roar. We sent out Ryan. Ryan goes out. Okay, the fight ended. Oh, fuck. Okay. Mighty Hyena was missed, unfortunately. Okay. Well, that's that, I guess. That's... Ooh, hold on. An item. I keep on trying to... What? Something unseeable is in the way. What is happening? What is... There's ghosts in my Pokemon cartridge. So I'll wind down as I murder this Oddish. Pokemon, what did we do today? We did that power plant thing, and then we made it all the way to Fortree City. And killed 400,000 fucking trainers on the way, and saw it rain 100,000 different times. We got a bunch of evolutions and shit, though. Like, hold on, what do we have? Danil and Andrew 2. Can both evolve one more time, and then we are like 100% fucking stacked. I guess we need a sixth Pokemon though. We should get one of them at some point. That is it for Pokemon. Good game. I wish the weather animations didn't take so long. Stay safe. Look at the skies, and I love you. Goodbye. I fucked up the save noise time thing again. Goodbye.